This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
It's me. Who else? You got to wait till the sun goes down. You got to wait till it's nighttime to get radio like this on the Fan. Keith McPherson here. We're going to start talking football a little bit because I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. I can feel some Met fans coming in and be like, don't talk about Juan Soto. You guys aren't over it. Like people tell me that I'm obsessed with Juan Soto. I'm just doing the job, man. How about that? How about if the morning show, midday, afternoon doesn't mention Soto for a day, I won't say anything at night about the guy. Straight up. I will omit. I will act like he doesn't exist. It's part of the program. You just heard the drop, right? This is the only place where Met fans, Yankee fans, all the other fans come together. You got to share this territory. How are we not going to talk about Juan Soto? You don't have to like how people talk about Juan Soto. And I understand as the Met fan is looking at Juan Soto like, damn, this guy is a Met for the next 15 years. We're paying him a lot of money. He's got to produce. He did start producing a little too late. Came up too short. All that money still come up short for the All-Star game. That makes you feel some type of way. I get it. You take it personal. There's been this whole Met fan pity party all week from, oh, they batted Lindor eighth. Oh, they stole the MVP from Pete. Enough. You guys are supposed to be big brother, big boys. Enough already. You got the richest owner in the sport. It's David Wright weekend coming up. We're about to get back to baseball. You're supposed to try and win your division. You're supposed to try to get back to the National League Championship Series and the World Series. It's been 40 years. And that's why you go pay Juan Soto the big bucks. And you shouldn't be worried about all the small fries, other things. You know, you shouldn't be worried about what the Yankee fan has to say. That shouldn't keep you up at night that Yankee fans are mocking you. But I'll tell you this, there are some Yankee fans that are, like I said, rooting for that to be the worst contract in the history of baseball. Rooting for that guy to turn into a DH in 4 years. Rooting for him to suck. Hate watching him. And when I say hate watching him, we love watching him fail. you just get tickled watching him strike out, leave runners on base, because it's like, hey, money ain't everything. Money can't buy you love, right? When somebody is just strictly motivated off of the bread, off the paper, there's some things that come with that territory. And I think Juan Soto's built and equipped to handle it. And like I said, hand up, should have been an all-star. But clearly, nobody was in his corner. Clearly, like Steve Cohen couldn't make a call. David Stearns couldn't make a call. Come on, guys. Come on. We just gave this guy $765 million, a free suite, security detail. His mom has a clothing allowance via the Mets. Yeah, what's that got to do with being in the All-Star game in Atlanta? Nada. The show went on without him. And this show can go on without him. But don't think it's me. Don't think I'm putting together my notes saying, this is what I'm going to say about Juan Soto tonight. No, if anything, I'm listening to the radio station. I'm listening to the radio station. If I hear a host on the radio station say they're boycotting watching the All-Star game because Soto's not in it, I'm not going to let that go. Like, I'm not just going to, you know, walk right by that one. I'm the one in here while the game is on. I love baseball. I love the All-Star game. I've told you a bunch of times I've gone to the All-Star game. I would have went this year. Had to watch my little boy. Had daddy duty to do, you know? But Juan Soto not being in it, they just showed you. The ratings were sky high. The ratings were great. 7.2 million people watched. That's more than any other All-Star game in any other sport. A huge success. They were able to execute the ABS system. They were able to do the Hank Aaron tribute. They were able to do a whole swing off. They were able to do everything without Juan Soto there. Without Juan Soto there. So anyway, 888-808-1019. Let's start talking football because I know some of y'all are getting aggy over that Juan Soto stuff. And you can call and blame it on me. You could blame it on me. You could blame it on me. I get it. That's how it works, right? You know, the radio station, you'll pop in and out of the radio and you'll hear Juan Soto. And you're like, oh, this guy can't stop talking about Juan Soto. Like, I'll talk about Caitlin Clark. I'll talk about sports. Like, the WNBA All-Star game coming off of the Major League Baseball All-Star game is in Indiana. And Caitlin Clark announced that she's not going to participate in the three-point contest or the All-Star game due to her groin injury. Now, I don't know the severity of the groin injury, but she didn't play against the Liberty last night. And I feel like if she could go, like if she could go, she would go. And the groin is tricky. If you've ever had a groin injury in sports, it's something like it can mess up your sleep. It can mess up your every. You got to be careful with that. But supposedly she first felt the groin injury around late May. So she's been dealing with this the whole season for the most part. And yeah, that's a huge miss for the WNBA, a huge miss for women's sports, a huge disappointment for Caitlin Clark fans. She's so polarizing for the WNBA All-Star game to be in her host city and she cannot play. 888-808-1019 for any Caitlin Clark fans that want to talk about Caitlin Clark on the fan. She's just as polarizing as Juan Soto. In the NFL, man, calling it a career, Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams. He had a little bit of a moment with the Jets. He had some moments with the Steelers. I know as soon as he went to the Steelers last year and Russell Wilson is throwing him a moon ball for a touchdown, Jets fans are saying, hey, how come they couldn't do that with Aaron Rodgers? At age 30, Mike Williams is hanging it up. Another guy, as we speak of Caitlin Clark's injuries, he's just had injury after injury after injury. And he went back home to join the Chargers. And yeah, he just couldn't get back right. He was physically unable to perform. And so he's just going to hang it up at 30. And I hope he's well. That's tough. You know, Father Time is undefeated, but it's a whole other thing when you get put on the PUP list again. Like you get back with the Chargers. Obviously, you wanted to play. And then you try to ramp up for a training camp for the season, you can't go. And he knows it's just going to be tough to make the cut. It's going to be hard now. It's going to be tough to make the team when you can't go out there and run and compete and play. So happy trails. Hopefully he's in a good headspace. We'll never forget, you know, him getting the pork roll, egg and cheese, right? He came here last year to talk to the Jets. I think he was deciding between the Jets and the Panthers. And, what's that guy? Was it Matt NYJ? NYJ Matt. Yeah, shout out to NYJ Matt on Twitter who, you know, sent the breakfast order to Florham Park. Sent the boy a pork roll, egg, and cheese. I know you guys call it Taylor ham. I don't know why you do that, but I do know why you do that because you're in North Jersey. But, like, Taylor ham is the brand. The meat is pork roll. It's pork roll. And as soon as you get anywhere further than, like, I don't know, Monmouth County and further south, you go into the spot to order a breakfast sandwich, a bagel, and you're talking about Taylor ham, they know what you're talking about. But when you look up there, it's written in chalk, it says pork roll. Anyway, they got one for Mike Williams, and I guess that was the first one he ever had. He said, sold. I'm here. Where do I sign? So, yeah, he's done. Another receiver in the news, Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice is going to have to do some time. If you remember, you know, he was in the Dallas area. He's an SMU guy. He was racing his Lamborghini around, crashed it up, hit some people, stopped traffic, made a whole mess. So the Dallas County judge sentenced Rashee Rice to 5 years probation and 30 days of jail time. It can be served through the 5 years. And I don't know, man. I hate that these NFL players get money and get these fast cars, and all of them end up getting speeding tickets. Some of them end up getting DUIs or worse. You would think guys would learn, right, from, like Rashee Rice would learn from, now I'm blanking on this guy's name, from Alabama, drafted by the Raiders. And he's on his way out. Alabama, I always blank on names while I'm live on air and I hate it. Alabama, wide receiver, Raiders, first round pick. Henry Ruggs. Henry Ruggs III. Remember Henry Ruggs? Yeah, Henry Ruggs III is in jail because he wanted to drink one night and get in his car and drive fast, and he killed somebody. So hopefully these guys learn. And you're so rich, get a driver. But you want to stunt. You want to flex. You want to show off your car. Get somebody else to drive it. If you're going to crash it up, not know how to drive it, or be drunk and drive it and put, you know, other people in harm's way. And last thing out of the NFL before we get back to the calls, because I know you guys just want to talk Soto and trade deadline, and we can do that, but it's my job to kind of sprinkle something else in there for anybody listening that's like, all right, we get it. We have no idea who the Mets or Yankees are going to trade for, and we get it. Soto. TJ Watt is now the highest paid non-QB in league history. Again, I mean, the Watt family has cashed out, man. Shout out to their parents. I remember, you know, the mom talking about how they would, you know, have a separate fridge for them. They would be eating them out of house and home. They'd be buying them gallons of milk and going to, like, the Costco, BJ's, buying the food in bulk for those boys. Three NFL sons, TJ Watt. Today it was announced that TJ Watt reached an agreement on a three-year, $123 million extension that includes $108 million fully guaranteed. $41 million per year for him to wreak havoc on Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Joe Flacco. Now, when I saw that, and not because I'm a stupid Dallas Cowboys fan, but because I'm an NFL fan. I watch the entire league. I like the NFL. I like every team. I like watching the NFL just in general. The first thing I thought was about Micah Parsons. If you look at my Twitter, I wrote on Twitter because I'm just like, Jerry Jones, like, I get it that Jerry Jones has the, you know, highest value of any, you know, NFL franchise. The NFL is king, all that. He's got money. He's got so much. But he's so old and senile and slow, and the way that he does business is so backwards. Micah Parsons was ready to sign with them last year. And then he told Micah, yeah, you know, we got to get our skill position guys done. We got to take care of Dak. We got to take care of CD Lamb. They did take care of some other guys. But now Max Crosby gets paid. Myles Garrett gets paid. TJ Watt gets paid. Micah Parsons said that he would be willing to take less if they help build out the team. But now yesterday's price is not today's price. So what might have been less last year is not less now. They're going to have to pay Micah Parsons a fortune. And the Dallas Cowboys aren't winning a damn thing. How about them Cowboys? 888-808-1019. Mark is in Ronkonkoma on the fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Keith, first time call. How long are you?
Sorry about
that. I've been listening. Look, I'm a huge Mets fan. It really sounds like, to me, the Yankee fans sound like a bunch of soul losers. I mean, so, yeah.
We didn't lose, though.
You didn't lose? Well, the Mets signed Soto. Yeah, and yes, he went for the money. No differently than any of the other Yankee players over the last 30 years that the Steinbrenner has purchased.
There's a ton of players that the Yankees wanted and lost out on. You know, Steve and Rockland talked about Ohtani or Yamamoto, right? Like, Ohtani, we wanted Ohtani. Ohtani didn't give us the time of day. It is what it is. Like, you're not going to be able to sign every player. Not every player wants to play for New York, specifically the Yankees and the crazy Yankee fans. What it is here is that we share the same city and the same radio station, and we are neighbors and coworkers and some related. And so when the conversation comes up, the Met fan says, we lost. What did we lose? The Yankees are still good. The Yankees could still go further than the Mets this year. We split in the Subway Series. We lost Juan Soto, and you know what? That's what needed to happen. That is what needed to happen. Because the more we see of Juan Soto, the more we see he can't play his position correctly. He still can't field and right. He doesn't know where the ball is going. The more we see Juan Soto is such a money-driven guy, we want team guys. We want to win with guys that are bought into the pinstripes and the Yankee way and all that hoopla that the Met fan tells us doesn't matter anymore.
Aaron Judge looked like a fool in the playoffs last year. Dropping the ball in center field. Come on, what are you talking about?
That was his first error the whole year. I actually watched him play center field the whole year, which isn't his natural position, and he played a good center field. Why? Because he had to bump over for Soto. Soto had to be in the shortest part of the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thanks for the call, Mark. 888-808-1019. Like, I could play this game with y'all. It ain't nothing for me. I'm not holding an L. Like, oh, Cope, hold the L over Soto. You know what? The way that it shook out, I'm happy that the Mets got Juan Soto because now Max Fried exists. Did I know at the time that Gerrit Cole was going to go down? No. If the Yankees were sitting here today with Juan Soto, no Gerrit Cole, no Max Fried, then we'd probably be thinking about no postseason. Look at how many injuries. Clark Schmidt, before that, Luis Gil. Plan B, the pivot, to go get Devin Williams, to go get Cody Bellinger. Look at how much fun Yankees, bro, just Cody Bellinger himself. Just what Cody Bellinger has been. We don't have Cody Bellinger if we sign Juan Soto. So the silver lining for the Yankee fan is, look, they're still the Yankees. They still come out clean. You can't take nothing from us. Okay, we traded for Juan Soto. We got to the World Series with Juan Soto. And the vision was, yo, how do we get back to the World Series without Juan Soto? We got a clear vision now. The Mets don't. With the highest paid player in the league. He's a me guy. He's about himself. He leaves runners on in scoring position. You're going to be leaning on that guy. And I'm here for it. I'm here to watch it. I've spoken it into existence that I hope he goes on a tear and hits the most home runs and leads the Mets to the promised land, because that's what you paid for. But don't be mad at the Yankee fan that is laughing when you don't get the return on an investment. Don't be mad at the Yankee fan that's laughing when he doesn't make the All-Star game with a Mets jersey on. Don't be mad at the Yankee fan that laughs when they ask him, why are you struggling? And he talks about not hitting in front of Judge. Don't be mad when the Yankee fan is laughing at you, booing him in Citi Field. The rest of these All-Stars made the All-Star team without their home base fans, their home fan base booing him in the home ballpark. You didn't help his case. Like, don't be mad at us. Like, it is what it is. The back and forth is what it is. I could play the game with y'all if that's what you really want to do. Upstate New York, we go to talk to Abe. Hello, Abe.
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Ding, ding, ding. Abe decided tonight I'm in there.
So, Soto, stop talking about him, please.
I'm going to answer the phone, and if somebody says something about Juan Soto on WFAN, the fan in New York, I'm going to keep talking about him.
Yeah, like, I'm saying, like, Mets fans are just annoying. Someone talks about him, it's enough. You don't have to answer up for him.
You all right, Abe?
Bad is bad. Yeah.
I don't want to bang on you your first call. You seem like you're moving some things around.
Yeah, now really what I was talking about was kidding.
All right, Abe, get yourself settled. Get to a quiet place. We've had enough of tough connections and rumblings and everything else tonight. And yeah, listen, like, I'm not going to omit the starting right fielder from the Mets. I'm not going to leave him out of the conversation. If you guys call up and you want to do it, I'll play the game. I'll play the game. I'll continue to put stuff out there. I'll continue to talk about other things. But, like, when you call, I'll give you the floor. And I'm not going to back away from any of the back and forth in conversation. It's fun. It's entertaining, you know. I was listening to Sal's show, and I got a good laugh at the guy who called, and he said to Sal, if Juan Soto jumps off the bridge, you'll jump off of the bridge. And, like, that's the other side of the coin, right? Sal being a Met fan, defending Soto, me being a Yankee fan, saying, like, listen, don't tell me how I feel about it. I'm telling you how I feel about it. And don't tell me I lost anything as a Yankee fan. We got star players. Judge is a better player. We're good. We added a bunch of other good players. We're all right. You know, with the All-Star game being down there in Atlanta, and I saw Pat McAfee hosting his show, which is a huge show. And I saw a judge say that show was on in the Yankees clubhouse every day. I'm like, okay, ESPN is playing nice with Major League Baseball. And then you watch the Home Run Derby on ESPN, on ESPN and ESPN2, the split screen, the stat cast, the nerd cast, whatever. I'm like, okay, maybe ESPN is playing nice with Major League Baseball because their agreement with Sunday Night Baseball is supposed to be over after this year. Well, an article came out in Front Office Sports where Apple, NBC Sports, and ESPN are now the three known bidders for MLB's Sunday Night Baseball. So ESPN's, they're still around. They're still hanging around to keep Sunday Night Baseball. What changed? What changed? The package being forfeited by ESPN is expected to be broken up into multiple parts involving some of the biggest networks in media business. So, like, with the numbers that we just saw in the All-Star game, with the numbers we saw in the World Series, with the Dream World Series happening, the Dream World Series, I know this from working with Major League Baseball, working at MLB and MLB Network, the Dream World Series is Dodgers-Yankees every year, not Mets and whoever. The Dream World Series is to have the Dodgers and the Yankees face off, and they did that last year. And if they can do it again this year, mega ratings, huge for baseball, to keep baseball alive and well. So keep your ear to the streets for that. And then also, you got to think about, okay, if they're signing TV deals, big money, business, and this lockout is looming where everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to have to stop. There's going to be a work stoppage. Like, they're going to have to lock out before the 2027 season to figure out the salary cap. And all you're hearing right now is like, I mean, they all just were together. So where there's smoke, there's fire. They were all just together in Atlanta. Tony Clark, Rob Manfred, the owners, the players. And what you're hearing is if the, you know, the big guys, like here in New York, Hal Steinbrenner, Steve Cohen, if those guys stay quiet on this issue, that means that they do want a salary cap and it's going to hit. It's going to come. And these players do not want a salary cap. These players do, they want to make Juan Soto type of money. Joey's in Babylon on the Fan next. Go for it, Joe.
How you doing, Keith?
Great.
Once again, you got that positive attitude. Me being a Mets fan, I hear what you say. I agree with you on all aspects of sports. You're really good. You're going to be on a daytime soon, I'm telling you. You know? But here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay, Caitlin Clark, they're beating the hell out of that poor girl. What the hell's wrong with the refereeing, huh?
Yeah,
you tell me.
I saw a video the other day of her kind of like calling a referee over and saying some stuff. I don't know, and I honestly do not. I've never watched a WNBA game. Actually, I watched the Liberty game last night. But she's the golden goose. They should be protecting her at all costs, and I think they might, and that creates some animosity and some jealousy, and I don't know. They got to keep her upright. No. They got to keep her healthy.
I know, and you know, she's good. And another thing, okay. You're so right about, you know, Soto had, you know, even though he's having a mediocre year, and I agree with you, you know, he's still got better stats than half of the guys in the All-Star game. You know, come on, really? What, you know, you got to put the guy in there for his name. But they did have a good drawing, which was good. They had a good, you know, a lot of people did watch. I'm happy baseball is getting more notoriety, you know, because he needs that. One other thing, if you let me talk a little, but I don't know. So, one other thing. You know, when I grew up, the Mets, they didn't do well. The Yanks were always the better team. How to deal with that? You know, I'm a true Mets fan. So we dealt with it. And, you know, right now, if I look at the season and I see both teams, you know, they seem to be at the top again, which we haven't seen in the 80s. We didn't see that in the 80s. We didn't see that in the 90s as Mets fans. We saw a little glimpse of it in 86 and 85. You know what I'm talking about. And then in the 90s, they got mediocre again. They got a little good in 2000. So 2015. But, you know, who knows what could happen. Let's hope they pick up a couple good players here and there. And maybe we could pull something out, you know, Keith?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Mets fan, Yankee fan, regardless. Like, I'm a baseball fan in this city. I happen to work at WFAN. I was on last year, and I'll be on this year when the Yankees play, when the Mets play, taking your calls and reacting to the game. I like baseball, so I'm going to watch if it is, the Brewers versus the Mets. And if you recall, which I know people don't, the Brewers and the Mets playing, me coming in here after those ridiculous wins and that. The feeling that you had, even before that, going down for, you know, game 161, 162 in Atlanta. Like, I don't get on the Fan and not give credit where credit is due. If it's a good baseball game, I'm going to give credit to the guys that played the game. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets because of the style of play, how they're never out of it, how they've come back, right? I'm looking forward to the Mets being good. I'm looking forward to the Yankees being good in the second half and in the postseason. I'm not rooting for Philadelphia against the Mets under any circumstance, right? So, like, I'm not rooting for the Dodgers either against the Mets. Now, when you lose, sure, we'll have a little fun with it. But, like, what I'm getting at is I want both the Mets and the Yankees to make trades and bolster their rosters, and be competitive. Baseball is better when they can see New York fans, when they can see the Met fans in Citi Field who have been showing out this season, who have answered the bell. Steve Cohen called you out. You were like 18th last year. Well, now you've been 5. Much improved. Keep it going. Show up this weekend for David Wright weekend. I remember people talking about how there's not enough people at Doc Gooden's number retirement or Daryl Strawberry's, and you know the building isn't as large as Yankee Stadium, and people call out the seats all the way up in the 400, 500, wherever it is, and fill up the place this weekend. I want to see the Yankees add a third baseman, a starting pitcher, some relief pitchers, because it's another year in the championship window with Judge, and Yankee fans expect to go back to the World Series. We got that in our nose from last year. I vividly remember seeing World Series written on that grass in Yankee Stadium saying, yo, no one can take this away from me. I'm at the World Series. Now, it absolutely sucked to lose it the way that they did, but if you can get there this year, you can win it and have a parade. And I've said this a bunch too. No, I don't expect the Yankees or the Mets to win the World Series. I just think it's too hard to do. I think that since both of them were so close last year, like the chances of it happening this year are slim. But if we do somehow get a Subway Series, that guarantees us a parade. I'll see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Uptown, baby. Uptown. Hello again. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. You know the drill, or maybe you don't. If you're just tuning in, I opened up the show tonight talking about the Mets and the Yankees and some of the similarities here, right? Trade deadline. Both could use a third baseman. Both could use a starting pitcher. Both obviously going to add some relief pitchers. I talked about retiring numbers and how the Yankees have always retired numbers, right? The Yankees been doing that forever. But now with new ownership, the Mets have caught up very quickly. And now you get your captain, Captain America, David Wright, this weekend for a younger generation, the millennials and younger, to see David Wright's number 5 go up there. I know there are some younger Met fans that did not get to see Keith Hernandez and Doc and Daryl play. So this one means a lot more. You're going to go get that bobblehead. And, you know, there is a rumor out there, which I said I don't think it's a rumor. If the video leaked, then the leak was intentional. After they honor David Wright, or sometime during the time that they honor David Wright, there will be a passing of the torch on to Francisco Lindor as the next captain of the Mets. I think it's the time to do it. We kind of talked about, when are they going to do it? Was it going to be in the offseason? Was it going to be opening day? Was it going to be second half? Here we go. I think that's something that'll really ignite the fan base. I think you can expect a packed ballpark in Citi Field. I talked about how Mitch Keller, the report came out today that the Yankees are interested in the Pirates' Mitch Keller. And then if you read the article, they say that the Mets have checked in on him as well. And as much as we want to go back and forth about Juan Soto, that's in the past. That's done. But there'll be some more to go over in 2 weeks when David Stearns is able to grab somebody, or maybe Brian Cashman is able to get somebody that you have your eye on either side. I also talked about Old Timers Day coming back for the Yankees, where on August 9th, they'll actually play. They'll play 2-3 innings, the Old Timers. And then the Mets on September 13th will have their alumni game. So as much as we have our differences, we're very much alike here in New York City. We're diehard fans. We're the best fans in baseball. We have our culture. We have our beliefs. We have our things. And there will never be peace. And I think that's perfectly fine. You know, as we went through the night, I had some guests call in. I had Rafael Flores from the Somerset Patriots, the 15th ranked prospect of the New York Yankees, call in. He's a catcher, and I thought he was great. He called in at 8:10 and just kind of chopped it up real quick. He's hanging out down in my hometown area, and, you know, he could be traded. He could be in a package, or he could keep producing and come up in a couple years, and we'll keep an eye out for him. I had Keith Rad dial us at 9:10. If you want to go back into the Odyssey app and listen to the interviews, 8:10, Rafael Flores, 9:10, Keith Rad. Keith Rad tapped in to talk about the Mets and the All-Star game showing and the swing off and Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor. And, you know, we even talked about the trade deadline, and he threw out that he was looking at Zach Gallen and maybe even a Josh Naylor could be considered. So we'll continue with the calls on the trade deadline, on the Mets and the Yankees, but doing my job and going through my run of show, I started to talk about the National Football League. TJ Watt got paid today, the highest non-QB in the league, and you're seeing Myles Garrett and Max Crosby get paid. When are they going to pay Micah Parsons? Probably week one, like they paid Dak a couple hours before kickoff. I tried to talk a little Caitlin Clark on the Fan. Why not? Why not? Indiana hosting the All-Star game. Caitlin Clark can't even play. I'll keep mixing in little things here and there. I'll keep mixing in some things. I even mentioned Rashee Rice. You know, I'm going to get to Russell Wilson. I know somebody out there knows my Russell Wilson story. Maybe somebody will call and tell me, you know, Keith McPherson, how do you know Russell Wilson? What's the story between you and Russell Wilson? What's the connection? Because as soon as he signed with the Giants, I'm like, oh, I could tell this story 100 more times on the Fan. Alex is in Jersey. Let's get back to the phones. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for answering my call.
Yeah.
Do you think Suarez is a good fit for the New York Yankees?
Much more so than Oswald Peraza. Yeah, I'd love to have the guy. That lineup would be crazy with Suarez. He's a home run hitter, and he just put on a display. He can field his position, but for sure. But, like, what's it going to take to get him? He's only a rental. I don't know. You there?
Yeah.
What you thinking?
What do you think they're going to have to give up to get him?
Top prospects. Now, what I heard is that the Diamondbacks are looking for players that could, because the Diamondbacks aren't going into a complete rebuild, right? They expect to contend next year and the year after. So they're looking for players that could help them in 2026, 2027. So they're looking for top prospects that are ready to enter Major League Baseball in the next 2 years.
Do you think they're going to also be able to get Zach Allen or no?
Why not? I would love some type of package deal where it's like, hey, we'll send you four top prospects. Send us Zach Gallen and A. Eugenio Suarez. The Yankees want them. The Mets want them. I'm sure there's some other teams that want Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen is a guy that, you know, he's going into free agency, and I know he's going to want to turn it on in the second half and have a good showing and want to be on a contender in the postseason so that he can kind of, like, you know, perform under the bright lights, raise his value.
Thanks, Keith, for answering my call.
Thanks for making that call, Alex. We are the world. We are the children. See, I tell y'all, this is a children's program. Some of you old guys want to call and get all testy. Some of you other guys have a couple brouhahas, start dropping all types of profanity. I'm like, don't do that. I got the pulse of the kids, the future. I got the young people listening, KM to AM. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan Next. Phil,
hey,
you ready?
Good evening, Keith.
Hey, welcome back.
I can tell you one thing. You're a right guy. You're taking all the calls, even from the guys are creating negative controversy, and I salute you for it.
Thanks,
you're handling it very well.
Yeah. Here's
my point today. There's a guy over in Anaheim Angels section that plays third. He had a very good year last year. Not so much this year.
Renjifo.
Renjifo, yeah. And I want to know what you think about him, and maybe if the Cardinals go downhill a little, I don't know, maybe Donovan. I'm going to listen and see what you say about those two gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing a name to the table that hasn't been mentioned. I think we did talk about him last year and at parts of this year. Luis Renjifo. The Angels, they're always open for business. The Angels could send him. What would they want? As I look at the standings, I know they're like 500, but they're right in the mix. They're 47 and 49. They're four games out of the wild card. Mike Trout isn't getting any younger. You know, they're thinking they could push. They're thinking that they could, like, potentially, you know, Ron Washington talking about, we're going to run down the West. No, you're not. But they're thinking that maybe they could make a push for the third wild card. Are they going to be sellers? Are they going to get rid of a Luis Renjifo? I don't know. But yeah, I'd check on it. I'd take him. We've gone through all the names, right? Willie Castro, Key Brian Hayes, Ryan McMahon, Eugenio Suarez. Who else? Nick is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen. I just want to ask a question, but first, I agree. This is a children's program, but it's as well a drunk Mets fan program, man. As I'm on hold here, it is hilarious, man. The guy like, oh, Judge made an error. You're like, that was his first one. He's like, oh. Then the next guy, like, whatever he took hit him right as you answered his call. It's just hilarious.
Well, I'm glad we could entertain in all bunch of ways and appeal to so many different kind of people.
And I thought, like, did you feel this many Met calls last season, or is it this season because of Soto?
I always joke that the Met fans don't call my show, that the Met fans don't want to talk to me. It's definitely some Soto energy, and a lot of it is social media, too, because if they don't really listen to my show, they'll see a little one-minute clip that WFAN puts on Twitter or Instagram, and they're like, I'm going to get that Yankee homer tonight.
Yeah, I hear you. But thank you for taking my call. My question is, and this is something that we as Yankee fans, we face every single time near the trade deadline. We know what we need. We know where we need to strengthen up. And we know that Cashman knows it. He gets in the office every single day, looks at the depth chart, looks at the analytics, etc. But why does he not do what we need every single trade deadline? That's all I have, man. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I got you, Nick, because he can't. I think we're extremely tough on the guy. I think he's got the hardest job as GM. He's the GM of the New York Yankees. I go through chapter and verse of this every night. These 29 other teams are not trying to help the Yankees add another World Series trophy. They saw the Yankees dynasty. They saw the Yankees run. They don't want the Yankees to win another thing. They see the Yankees have Aaron Judge. So Cashman has to talk to these GMs and massage them into, hey, come on, give us this guy. Not for that price. You know, he's got to be a salesman. He's got to bargain with these guys. It's tough. Why doesn't he do exactly what we want him to do? Because he also has a long view. He's got a longer plan. Sometimes the long plan doesn't always work out the way he hoped or how we expect, but like, he can't trade everybody. That goes against business. That goes, like, right now, they have a self-imposed ceiling on their payroll. When they changed the beard policy this year, Hal Steinbrenner came out and said, I don't think you need to spend the most money to field the best team. People say I'm a homer. I push back against that. I say, excuse me, say what? You just lost to the team that spent the most money last year and then came out and did it again. Like, the Dodgers are proof that spending does work. The Dodgers have a bunch of players that they bought. They don't have any homegrown guys. They send their homegrown guys away all the time. Every chance they get. Every deadline, they try to improve. Every deadline, we'll get Tommy Edman, Michael Kopech, send us Jack Flaherty as well. You already had Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani. How is this allowed? So the Yankees see what they have right now with homegrown, cost-effective talent in Anthony Volpe, Jason Dominguez, Ben Rice, Will Warren, you know, guys like that, and they say, oh, like, we're a good team. We're good enough to win the World Series. But they also have DJ LeMahieu, who they're going to pay $22 million to go away. Giancarlo Stanton, who makes a ton of money and miss half the season. You know, they're paying Judge $40 million. That's a steal of a deal. Gerrit Cole's not playing. Like, I know they got insurance on that, but you see what I'm saying? It's like, why can't Brian Cashman do exactly what we want? He's not a wizard. He's not, like, he has to, it takes two to tango. He has to find a trade partner that's willing to give him what he wants and not finesse or fleece him. That's one thing about Cashman. He will not get fleeced. He has to have the upper hand. He has to win. So I expect him to get it done, though, because he's a man of his word. I don't think he's like, and that's why I said I don't know how to read him, but I don't think he's bluffing. If he's going out there saying we're going to town, we need this, we need this, we need this, then we just got to wait. And literally wait. You're going to be waiting until it's pencils down on trade deadline day 2 weeks from now. Until the buzzer sounds. Because I also think that's how Cash tries to strong arm some of these weaker GMs. Some of these less experienced GMs. Some of these younger GMs. I think he kind of hits them with the clock working against them. Where it's like, hey, are we getting this deal done or not? And then with the clock going against them, they kind of fold. So, yeah. Fingers crossed. Let's be ready for it. Let's see, trades are happening in Major League Baseball. Mark Feinstein reports the Braves have acquired right-handed pitcher Dane Dunning from the Rangers for right-handed pitcher Jose Ruiz and cash considerations. So as we are 2 weeks away from the trade deadline, that trade just broke. And Adam Frazier was traded, I think, yesterday. So, I mean, we're open for business. I know the All-Star break is still on, but, like, transactions can happen. And as I say, we're going to wait. Maybe you don't have to wait too long. Would you look at this? The back page of the New York Post. Anthony Volpe on there. Emphatically jumping up from his game-winning slide as the Yankees came back to sweep the Mariners. The Post reads, payback time. Volpe must reward Yanks for patience. Let me zoom in on this. I can't read this small print. Anthony Volpe has had his moments, but they have been few and far between of late. The Yankees have defended him at every turn, and it's time for him to prove Aaron Boone and company right. Then, in the little small spot, it says, flaw in order. Mets need offense to carry its weight. And then it's got Juan Soto doing the, like, wheels on the bus uppercut that the Mets do. And then right under that, his own words. David Wright opens up ahead of number retirement. We're about to be back on. That's Friday, July 18th, back page of the New York Post. Let's go down to Middletown and talk to Justin next. What's up, Justin? You're on.
Hey, what up, Keith? I have two things that I want to talk to you about. I'm going to ask you the question first and then get into the rant. All right, so if the season ended for the Mets today, out of the five rookies they got, I mean, some of them are rookies, some you consider, whatever, like Acuna, Alvarez, Ronnie, Vientos, Beatty, out of those five, you have to pick two to keep. The rest you get rid of. Who would the two be for you?
Mark Vientos, just because, like, I saw him in the postseason, and once I see a guy can perform under that pressure, those type of, like, mm-hmm. I think that's not something that you can even quantify. That's ice in your veins. That's a cold-blooded human being that just got to get right, see some pitches, and he could do it again. And then I would say Ronnie Mauricio. I think he's just got a look to him.
I agree.
He's Pelotero. He's a ball player. Yeah,
yeah.
I think he can be your third baseman. He can hit bombs. I think that's a guy that you keep developing him. You got a shortstop, but like you keep developing him, and he can be one of the star players in this league. Like I just was looking at the home run derby with L.A. De La Cruz and O'Neal Cruz, and I'm like, where do they find these Martians? Dominican Republic.
All right, and then the rant is basically, when is Mendoza going to pull up his pants and say,
I've seen
enough out of all these? Yeah, I'm gonna say, listen, I'm a Mets fan. I love him. He's a great coach. But when is he gonna do it? When is he gonna pull up his pants and say, "All right, I this is my guy." Out of all of these, the three shortstop, three third basemen I have, two second basemen I have, this is my guy. They're playing every day. When are we gonna get to that point? I feel like we're watching the Yankees with Boone. It's just a lineup.
Got to where I was going. I said, "Oh, this is a collaborative effort similar to Aaron Boone and Cashman and Michael Fishman and their operation."
Yeah.
Mendoza doesn't get to make roster decisions. He deals with who's available. I'm sure he has a say, but like...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, he doesn't get to pull up his pants in the office and say, "I want Mauricio as my everyday third baseman." No, that's not how it works.
But you don't think he could just go to one of his coaches and talk to him and be like, "Listen, let's make Vientos, you know, more of a staple on the lineup."
He's got to earn it. He's got to earn it. He was hurt, and now that he's back, he's got to earn it. And I think they're going to play the hot hand.
But like you said, he didn't earn it in the postseason?
Yeah.
He didn't earn it?
No. That was great.
Really?
That's what I'm saying, though. It's great that he has that in him and that we saw him do that, but that doesn't buy you the grace of, like, here's a position for next year. Like, you got to do it again, and I believe he can do it again, but there are other people. There was a moment in time in the last couple of weeks where I'm like, Mauricio might have jumped Vientos. Obviously, Vientos showed himself in the Kansas City series.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Ronnie, he's something. He is something.
Yeah, and I thought that they were going to send him down. I thought, you know, with Marte
Alvarez,
and then Winker and then... Jared Young. I don't know why they were even playing the Jared Young game for a while. I was like, they might send him down.
I can't believe you just mentioned his name.
I thought you bought his jersey. Thanks for the call, Justin. 888-808-1019. Let me sneak another call in before we go to the break. Frank is in Manhattan on the fan. Go for it, Frank.
Hey, what's up, Keith? I'm a Mets fan, but I just want to ask you, your Yankees used to be against giving pitchers 8-year contract. Why did they... You talk about Soto going to be in 5 years, going to be a DH. How do you give Max Fried 8 years?
Yeah, I don't know if Soto's going to be a DH in 5 years. Just want to clear that up. I don't know if Soto will be a DH in 5 years. But I will say this. David Stearns prioritizes defense. He's had his struggles right now. We also read a John Heyman article where we learned that Juan Soto's like guilty pleasure in New York is Italian food. I'm sure he's also eating good with the Dominican food. In 5 years, he might not have the wheels to patrol right field in Citi Field. At 31 years old, the Mets have struggled so long. Thanks for the call. The Mets have struggled so long with that DH spot. You got one right there. It might not take 5 years. So, like, that's what I'm, at All-Star, Max Fried couldn't draw the Yankee logo without looking at his hat. And they were like, Keith, if this was Soto, you'd be freaking out. I don't know how many times I get to, what if this was Soto? Jazz Chisholm hits three home runs in the home run derby. I get tagged. You'd be all over him if it was Soto. I'm like, what are you talking about? I watched Soto live in L.A. win the home run derby. He never has to do it again. What are you talking about? If Max Fried can't draw the logo, maybe he's not artistic. Maybe he just doesn't have the freehand ability. Max Fried chose the Yankees, and if you listen to him, he said, when the Yankees come calling, right? He talked about what the locker room said. The locker room, when you enter the locker room, it says something like pride, passion, compete, like prepare, win. He's like, those are like my core values. Of course the Yankees gave him 8 years. They had to do that. They had to outbid the Red Sox, who ended up getting Garrett Crochet, and then also the Blue Jays, who were in on him. If this is a guy you want, don't let your two division rivals outbid you for him. The Yankees pivoted from not paying Juan Soto to paying Max Fried, and I am glad that they did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.